The ground will still have some residual warmth, so when precipitation starts before dawn, meteorologists expect it to melt. But by the afternoon, Michael Ross with the National Weather Service says travel conditions will be dangerous.
But as we get into the day and the ice starts to accumulate on the roads and roads become a little more ice-covered and snow-covered, travel will become a little more dangerous. And of course, bridges will become very icy and extremely hazardous.
But it's not just the roads that will see an accumulation of heavy ice. Power lines, says Ross, are also at serious risk, and so people should be prepared for power outages.
Make sure you have some blankets. Maybe try to find an alternative source of heat. Make sure you've got plenty of foods that you can eat, which includes foods that you don't have to cook.
Ross says his number one piece of advice during this winter storm, don't travel. Check on elderly neighbors, make sure pets are inside, and stock up on prescription medication before the storm. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.